This is Dory Smith of Talk Nation Radio. During a week of April terror in Peshawar, Pakistan, the death toll has risen to over 100, with hundreds seriously wounded. The terror attacks have been carried out in busy marketplaces or bazaars, including the Storyteller's Bazaar and the Board Bazaar region, where a 5-year-old was among the dead in a blast at a police school. On Tuesday the 20th, a blast tore through a crowd protesting frequent power cuts in Pakistan. The protest, said to have been organized by an extreme right-wing religious group called Jamaat-e-Islamiya. Several police and political officials are among the dead. We spoke with journalist Mohammed Khurshid. He's at the Pak-Afghan border. Just hours after one of the blasts, he described a situation of chaos in which people view both the Pakistan and Afghan governments as collapsing and find themselves trapped between rival militant groups and warlords jostling for power. He blames the crisis overall on an influx of U.S. dollars to both governments and warlords. Mohammed Khurshid, just give us an update now on the latest blast.
The blast occurred in the famous Itakhani Bazaar of Peshawar. There is a huge blast in which the death toll, at the moment there is a report of 25 people dead and several others are injured, but still there are fear the death toll may rise. And at the moment there is great terror and fear in the whole city.
Is there any thought yet about who is doing this?
Pakistan is the frontline state in the war on terrorism, but at the moment the administration is collapsed completely, as now the terrorists are free to carry out the attacks anywhere if they want. In the morning, they have carried out an attack on a school in which two small students were killed and several others were injured. And this is the second attack. Two attacks were carried out in Kuwait in which more than 20 people were killed. One of the journalists were also killed in that blast.
Are specific groups being targeted, do you think?
Well, now Tehrik-e-Taliban is claiming that they have been carrying out the attack, but still the leadership of the Taliban is hiding. They are not visible, but the main point is that the administration has failed to stop these attacks because the army is also carrying out the operation. The local police is also carrying out the operation, but still these people are free to carry out the attacks and kill the innocent people. At the moment, the innocent people were killed. Actually, the morning, two students were killed. Now, 25 people were killed in this blast, and the death toll may rise to a great number because there are a lot of people who are critically injured.
What happens after these blasts? Is there an investigation of any kind?
At the moment, there is a rescue operation. Now, the administration is trying to provide treatment to the critical people. They are shifted to the hospitals, and there is the terror and fear at the moment. At the moment, the administration is in total disarray. There is completely anarchy and no one is knowing what is happening and everyone is running for his life to save his life. And it's a very bad situation.
What is happening politically that you can identify that is contributing to all of this and in what way could it be changed?
The main problem is the United States. The United States is still supporting the corrupt leadership in Pakistan and Afghanistan, who are incapable to control the situation. And they are just providing support to these corrupt people and they are ignoring the people. And these corrupt people just want to continue their rule so they will earn more dollars. And actually the main cause of this fighting is dollars. If the U.S. stop the dollar, I think there will be no war. But at the moment the U.S. is providing dollars to the corrupt people and the corrupt people who are the rulers, who are incapable to control the situation, and I will blame the United States.
If you go back to the 1980s, money to Pakistani leader Zia, that too blamed for a lot of the serious consequences, money from the U.S. to the Mujahideen, you're saying it's the same thing now today?
Yeah, this is the main reason, because at the moment the money is directly going to the ruler of Pakistan. Presently, the most corrupt person is ruling Pakistan. And he is happy. He is just happy sitting in the presidential house. And he may be enjoying this situation because then they are getting more dollars from the United States. But still, the U.S. administration is just overlooking the situation because the main reason of the war in this region is the U.S. They have been carrying out the drone attacks. They have been carrying out attacks in other parts of the country. So the Western retaliation are targeting the innocent people. But still, The U.S. is supporting the corrupt leadership, and they are not supporting the sincere leader who come forward and save this region and save Pakistan from further death and destruction.
Muhammad, your work is at Op-Ed News, and are you going to be writing about all of this?
Yeah, I'm going to write in a detailed report of this situation. And actually, I am planning to write a book on this situation because I also remain in this region during this war on terrorism, and I am witness to a lot of facts because I have meetings with U.S. officials in the Peshawar and in Islamabad, and I have tried my best to convey a message to these people. But still, I have failed to convince them. But I will write a detailed report of all these things.
Now, in the Afghan war, the U.S. has escalated under the Obama administration, but we're also hearing reports that the U.S. has, in fact, been giving money to different people, some might call them warlords, within the Taliban or Greater Taliban organization. This in order to buy cooperation, right?
This is absolutely right. And this is the main reason that these people are not stopping the war. Because they are earning the dollar and the U.S. is giving the dollar. I don't know why the U.S. is not looking to the ground reality. Because they are not coming to this area to see the situation, to see the feeling of the people and hear the people. But still they are supporting the corrupt people and you are absolutely right. They are providing money to the Taliban leadership. They are providing money to the other terrorist groups. And actually, at the moment, the warlords in Afghanistan in a dominant position, and they are getting huge money from the United States.
There must be mixed feelings, though, about the U.S. leaving this region, because it seems as if we're seeing a lot of the same old names, warlords who are rising once again, planning on running for office in Afghanistan. And so we're seeing a similar trend to what we saw in the last part of the 1980s.
Right, because at the moment if the U.S. Leave this region without bringing stability to this region, this will be disastrous for the whole world. The president of the U.S. at the moment is a must, because they have come to the area. Now this is the responsibility of the U.S. to bring stability. But stability can be brought if they start direct contact with the people. Not with some corrupt rulers who are just out to earn the dollars and just destroying their own country, just killing their own people. I think the rulers are not the problem. The U.S. must win the hearts and minds of the people, not the rulers.
Mohammed Khurshid, do you want to say anything more about what's happening in Pakistan right now in terms of the politics or in terms of any of this violence?
At the moment, there is a complete anarchy in Pakistan. The political parties are at war with one another. There is a lot of confusion. They have given very little attention to the administration. The administration has been completely failed. So at the moment, there is no U.S. army in Pakistan. But still, the terrorists have been carrying out an attack in Pakistan. And Pakistan has a huge army and a huge administration. But they are just doing nothing. They are just wasting the time and wasting the money.
Are people able to get news and information out to the world about all of this?
The moment the journalists are facing great threat. 2 days earlier, one journalist was killed in Quetta in a suicide attack. The other one was later in a day was killed in Kuhat. And there is still threat to journalists in Peshawar. You may know that a suicide attack was also carried out on the press club in Peshawar. So at the moment, doing a journalism a very uphill task for the journalists. Most of the journalists are just keeping low profile because there is a lot of threats and the threats are from both sides. The government is also terrorizing the journalists and the terrorist is also after the journalists. So it's now doing journalism is a very difficult job.
Mohammed, you say the government is threatening journalists as well?
Yes, the government is also not ready to hear the truth. Once I gave an interview to you earlier, I have been threatened and I have been said not to speak to the people. So I have the personal experience also. But I'm just keeping a low profile. But as far as other journalists are concerned who are working for TV channels and for the newspaper, their life are in danger.
Violence now in Pakistan seems like Iraq violence in 2006.
Yeah, because more worse than Iraq. at the moment, because the intensity and the number of attacks which have been carried out in this region, and these are more than which have been carried out in Iraq, very worst area nowadays.
Mohammed Khurshid, thank you very much.
You are welcome, and thank you very much.
We'll be getting analysis on the region from Elizabeth and Paul Fitzgerald on this week's Talk Nation Radio. You can read reports from Mohammed Khurshid at Op-Ed News and other outlets, and he plans to write a book about the collapse of Pakistan's government system and regional violence. TalkNationRadio.org is our website. I'm Dori Smith.